information shared in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. We are not medical doctors. Always consult with a qualified healthcare provider before making any changes to your diet, lifestyle, or wellness routine. The content of this podcast should not be used as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Listening to this podcast does not establish a doctor-patient relationship. By tuning in, you acknowledge that any health decisions you make are your own responsibility. Take what resonates and always listen to your body.
Welcome to the Tula Ananda podcast, where we talk all things whole life living, blending Ayurveda, ancestral wisdom, and a modern approach to well-being. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Devin. We're here to help you bring balance, vitality, and a little bit more ease into your everyday life without the overwhelm.
Think of this as your go-to space for Ayurvedic insights, timeless traditions, and practical wellness tips, served up in a way that actually fits into your life.
So grab your tea, get comfy, and let's explore how ancient wisdom and modern living can come together to help you feel your best. Welcome to Tula Ananda. Let's get started.
Welcome, everyone. Devin and I are here. We're going to talk about connection today, the power of connection within ourselves, each other, and the universe, and why it's so important now more than ever. This is something that you and I have talked about a lot. Just the idea of, you know, we're very separated in our lifestyles right now and society, and we're all on our devices sitting next to each other and just kind of coming together.
Yeah, this is a really important topic for me. I think, especially since the pandemic, we've all seen kind of the effects of isolation and not feeling as connected with each other, which is really important. And I think we're still, you know, we're seeing like the after effects of that too. And I think during the pandemic, a lot of us were wondering if we would, you know, how that was going to affect things permanently. And if we would, you know, and me being a yoga studio owner currently, I wasn't sure if people were going to want to actually come back in person, you know, with everything going online. And what I found was that people, they want people. People need people.
People need
people. People want people. People need people.
People need to be seen and heard and touched. Like,
yes.
Hugs.
Yeah. So even though, you know, there is that, you know, there's social media, there's online, which, you know, we'll talk more about that in a little bit in this podcast, but those are great tools that we have in our modern world, but they can also be things that are preventing us from really being connected to our fullest capacity with others and with ourselves and the universe and everything. So I think it's just really important to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I was also thinking about the I don't want to talk politics, but the state of where we're at is very divided in the world. Regardless of what side you're on, we're still all humans, we're still all here, and we have to find that common ground to see each other past whatever our beliefs are.
Yeah, and for sure.
That I think also makes it relevant to talk about today.
Yeah, I think there definitely with social media, there's been a little bit of dehumanization that happens where we are saying things to people online that we wouldn't say in person to them.
Yes.
Or we misunderstand each other because the communication is not the same. You don't see that person in real time, their facial expressions, their body language. These are all ways that we connect with each other in real time. And you don't get that online.
You don't get that feedback. You don't see their humanity. Mm-hmm. You're just reacting.
Yeah. And so, you know, one thing that I really would love to see in the future is if we can have some way to, you know, have more ethics around, you know, like social media interactions, like an etiquette, you know.
Yes, they call it netiquette in
netiquette
college. it's the netiquette.
Yeah,
it's very cute.
I mean, you know, without like, you know, without taking away from like free speech or anything like that, but free speech doesn't mean that you have to be hurtful to each other, right?
Right.
You can say what you yes. want to say in a way that is kind. And
yes.
I think that part of the thing with online, I mean, for like my kids, it's kind of been around their whole lives, really.
Yeah.
But me and you being older, we know like that it's still kind of a new thing.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of why we don't really know how to navigate it completely yet. It's like kind of a free for all still, you know, and not saying again, I just not that I don't think people should be able to say what they want, but maybe just how we say things needs to be a little bit more attention.
Just filter it through your brain
before
you type it.
Right. Like, would you say it in person?
Yes.
And if
would
you
say this to yeah.
Yes, because there's a human on the other side of that that's going to read that, you know.
So I think we got a little off topic, but
that's
definitely important points that we were making. And so today we're going to talk about connecting and why it's important, connecting to ourselves, others, both those that are similar and different, and also to the earth and the universe, and how disconnection can actually harm us individually and collectively. So we'll start first with connection to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So a connection starts internally, and it's tuning into your physical needs, things like nutrition, movement, rest, honoring and listening to your inner voice, your inner truth. It's being mentally and emotionally aware of how you feel and not how you should feel. There are a lot of expectations in the world that we live in on what the expectation is of how you present yourself or how you're supposed to feel in a role, how you're supposed to feel as a mom or a wife or a friend or whatever. But really actually paying attention to how you feel, not the expectation of what you should feel. So those are some of the key things about connecting with yourself. And it starts with our physical health. If we are not connected, loneliness raises cortisol and it increases blood pressure and actually weakens our immunity. It also affects our mental health. So things like journaling, meditation, body scans can increase your connection to self-awareness, and this helps to support your resilience and your emotional regulation. So these things that help you to connect to yourself are actually physically and mentally beneficial. It's important that we keep these things in mind as we're going through life. Like we're humans, and we have these feelings and emotions and thoughts, and we need to honor and respect that. Ayurveda teaches that ignoring our inner signals, things like hunger, fatigue, sadness, can lead to imbalances in our doshas, or the energies in our body, and this can lead to things like chronic disease and mental distress. So anytime the energy in the body goes out of balance, if it continues to stay out of balance, then there is potential for disease to happen within the body. Part of bringing yourself back into balance is listening to those inner truths, those inner, you know, if you're hungry, eat. Don't tell yourself, well, it's not lunchtime. Honor your body. If your body's hungry, your body's hungry. If you're sad, feel that sadness. If you're tired, take a nap, lay down, mm-hmm. take a rest. We do not rest enough.
We don't.
In this world.
Well, and I think it's important to, you know, talk to you about how our society is not made, you know, to support us honoring our feelings and where we are. So, you know, there may be times where you can't do this all the time, obviously, right? If you're, you know, But when right. you can, you know, if you have a lunch break, I think we often too really hype up the like workaholic thing, mm-hmm. you know, and some people aren't even taking their lunch breaks no, or they're right? eating while they're, even if they have a lunch break, they're eating yes. while they're on their lunch break or they're not eating or whatever. And just trying to really regulate yourself throughout your day in a healthy way so that you're balanced. And even because there are going to be times later in the day where you actually can't
right.
do that. So yeah. when you have the opportunity, when you have a break that you are allowed to have,
take it,
you know, when you have that yes. chance, because you may not have it later. And then we could get into this whole thing of dysregulation, which is a whole nother topic.
Yes, it's a snowball effect.
Yes. And you're basically just in yes. chronic stress state all the time and you're not taking care of yourself.
Absolutely. Yes. And when you're, if you continue in that state of ignoring what your body needs, eventually you don't hear it.
You don't know.
You just become unaware mm-hmm. of what your body
is. Like you're
is
just going through the motions
yeah.
of what you think you're supposed to do throughout the yes. day, which actually has nothing to do with taking care of yourself
at all.
Just getting like all the things off your list checked off,
yes.
which is great, but not the way, you know, we really need to take care of ourselves. We really do. Another really important thing is how we connect to others, which we sort of talked about already. But kind of just going into that a little bit more. So humans are biologically wired for connection. We need each other, as we talked about earlier. Community is survival. I mean, we are social beings. We just are. We need each other. We thrive around like-minded people, and we grow when we're exposed to different viewpoints, which I think this is so important for right
yes.
now.
Yes.
It is good to be around people that do not think exactly the same way.
It is so good.
Now, that doesn't mean, you know, if someone obviously is, you know, I think there's some issues happening today with maybe viewpoints that can be disrespectful for
yeah. Agreed.
Our own yes. well-being, which...
Yes.
does need to be taken into consideration. Obviously, it is important to set boundaries with certain individuals or groups
yes.
of people. But I also think it's helpful to expose yourself, maybe sometimes to what got that person mm-hmm. to that point. We're never going to be able to work together if we can't understand each other.
Yeah, we're not going to accomplish anything in any area mm-hmm. of life if we can't work together. Because the thing is, we're all here. We're not going anywhere. We're all
yes.
We all live here on this planet Earth, and we all have to take care of each other while we're here.
I mean, the path forward is together.
Yes.
There's just no way around it. So we need each other. So just a couple of examples. Research from the Blue Zones, which some of you may be familiar. It's kind of a pretty popular topic, the Blue Zone, certain areas in the world where they have found that people live the longest. You know, Costa Rica is one of them. I think Sicily, there's a couple places in the world.
I was trying to remember, isn't there one? There's one in California, I think.
Yeah, Loma Linda.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's these places that they found that people live the longest, and they have, like, you know, the just... they're happy and they, you know, they're living the longest. They're the healthiest communities. So these places have strong social ties. So it has been shown that it can increase lifespan up to 7 years. So that's a lot.
That's a long time. I would like to have 7 extra years.
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes we think, oh, healthy to live longer. You know, we need to eat. We need to work out. We need to do all these things for us. But we need each other, too.
It's interesting. I remember watching the documentaries on the Blue Zones and seeing that in every place that they went, there really was this community vibe and this connection between, like, the elders were part of everything that was going on. They were not tucked away or, you know, ignored. They were very much a part of the lifestyle, mm-hmm. and they were still... working in their gardens, and they were going to the parties, and
mm-hmm.
these people party.
Yeah,
they do. They have, you know, music and dancing and all that beautiful connection, and Yeah, I was like, oh, I want to live in a tribe like that.
I mean, and that's another thing, too. A lot of family systems, you know, like in the U.S. especially, like we live all over the mm-hmm. country. And so that, you know, sometimes we have to find these communities ourselves. Yeah. It may not be...
Create our own.
Yeah. Yeah, create your own community.
Yes.
Mental health. So, you know, having support networks really helps to decrease anxiety and stress levels. So important for our overall mental health to just be around each other. Also, oxytocin, which is kind of called like the love hormone or the bonding hormone, it is boosted when we feel connected. And not just connected, but heard. Mm-hmm. I think it's so important to listen to each other.
Yeah, it, when you really feel like somebody hears you and not, it's different, you know, when like they see mm-hmm. where you're at and they hear what you're saying and not just going through the motions. Mm-hmm.
This doesn't always mean we have to agree with each other either.
No,
Just listening and not reacting.
Yeah, you know, seeing the best in each other.
Listening with compassion.
It's that kindness thing. Mm-hmm. We just gotta mm-hmm. be kind.
So just a little bit more on different viewpoints, because I know this is really the challenging piece for a lot of us, you know, these different viewpoints that we all have, family members, you know, friends or people that aren't our friends anymore. Mm-hmm. I know that was a big thing that's happened in recent times with pandemic and politics, is that a lot of people are no longer connected with certain folks, which is okay. We talked about boundaries, and in some cases that is important for your health and well-being to disconnect Absolutely. From certain people. But it's important to point out that true connection isn't an echo chamber, which I think, you know, this is what we're really seeing on social media, is that, you know, people are on these pages and these certain groups, and they're just like posting what they believe to other people that believe the same thing. Yes. it's like they're looking for that connection. But it doesn't help us grow when or open our mind to other possibilities when we are only, you know, talking to the people that already think exactly the same way that we do. So when we are just in echo chambers all the time, it really prevents us from this, you know, feeling of empathy that we can have with people that might be you know, a little different than us. Curiosity, that is such a, you know, a huge thing. Like just maybe being curious about what somebody else might be going through or what they might be thinking. Yeah. And then also just, you know, compassion too for all of our differences that we have. It's really important, I think, to have respectful disagreements. So they help, these respectful disagreements can help our brains grow, neuroplasticity. And also help us evolve, like ourselves, but also within our communities. So we all have stories and life experiences that have brought us to the choices that we have and the viewpoints that we have.
Yeah, I think that goes back to that curiosity of like, okay, well, this we disagree, but let's discuss, you know, where did you, mm-hmm. how did you come to this conclusion? Mm-hmm. How did I come to my conclusion? And where can we find common mm-hmm. ground so that we can move mm-hmm. forward on whatever.
We all have our own unique stories that got us to where we are. And I think when we can understand where somebody is coming from, their history and their experiences, that it helps us to have that compassion and that understanding of how they got there. You know, we don't have to agree, you know, but just understanding each other a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible that we will all always agree mm-hmm. all the time, but
I think it comes down to I think for the most part really want the same things. You know, we all want to feel connected. We all want to be loved. We want to, you know, we all
want to be safe. We want to be well.
Yeah.
We want our children to
be
safe.
We want to be able to take care of our family.
Yes. We want to grow and live. Mm-hmm. The similarities that we have are far more than mm-hmm. you know, the differences and the disagreements.
I think we all get stuck on the details of how we get there.
Yeah. And I do think social media really emphasizes that.
And politics. It is meant for us to be divided, you know, mm-hmm. the media too. It's if we can't agree, nothing changes. It is so important. So just returning to our similarities, relating to each other as humans and seeing each other with compassion, seeing the best in those around you. I think really everybody is trying their best at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're human, we make mistakes, but I think we're all trying.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was something that my dad really instilled in me, of just seeing, you know, where whatever that person is putting forth, recognize that that's the best that they have to offer right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe from the outside, it doesn't look like the best, but whatever that person is going through, that's the best that they have to offer at mm-hmm. that moment. And honoring that and,
yeah.
you know, letting them be human.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so also, you know, we're connected to ourselves, we're connected to each other. And through that connection with each other, we're also connected to this earth that we live on. And disconnection from ourselves, from each other, has all these things, you know, negative things that can occur in us. Disconnection from nature mirrors disconnection from ourselves as well. And the health of our earth is a direct reflection of our human behaviors and our mindsets. And so we're, you know, we're like connected to ourselves, each other, the earth. We're all in this little cohabitation that we exist in. So thinking about the health of our collective species, when we look at the earth, and we look at some of the things that are going on, then we have pollution-related diseases, respiratory illnesses, endocrine disruption, you know, the plastics in the ocean, the plastics in us. We really have to think about what our role is in that as individuals and as connected to each other, and taking care of things like the soil degradation, or water scarcity, biodiversity, neglecting sustainability. Like, if we don't have an earth, we don't get to have anything to discuss, right? Like, we can't fight if there's no
Can't even fight
earth.
On social media.
We can't even fight on social media if the earth is gone. So, and also, you know, thinking about earth, the earth is very important for our mental health as well. When we are not connected, when we're not in nature, that impacts our brain. It impacts how we feel. And if you are sad or feeling bad, if you go put your feet on the earth and sit in nature, I promise you will feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You won't even have to do anything but sit there and take a few deep breaths. You know, and it is that important to us mm-hmm. as a species and as individuals. Sit in the park and
yeah.
listen to the birds and nature and feel that connection. And then, you know, maybe as you feel that connection on your way home, maybe pick up some trash on the way or think about some of the things that you're doing in relationship to the earth and how you're honoring that connection
mm-hmm.
as well. Ayurveda, you know, we talk about a lot about the alignment with the nature's rhythms, and we really are. I mean, we get in our heads a lot about, you know, like thinking about what we do. We define ourselves as our careers or, you know, things like that. But really, like, we're just people of the earth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We, our bodies, whether or not you are a millionaire or poor or 100 or 10, your body responds to mm-hmm. the rhythms of the earth.
Yeah. And I think we know this, but we forget it. You know, even just the weather patterns and things. I know here mm-hmm. where we live, until just a day or two ago, there was just constant rain for like a week, and everybody was struggling, like everybody mm-hmm. I was talking to. You know,
yes.
It's like after so many days of no sun, we are affected by that. So we are definitely affected by the earth, the seasons, the weather. You know, we are beings of this planet.
We are connected. We are actually animals.
as much as we have, you know, technology and all these things that can make our lives easier and make us feel separated from earth and the ecosystem, we're really part of it. And it's important just throughout your daily, you know, life, thinking of all the little things that you can do to just make it better.
Yes. So some practical tips about connection with the earth, and also thinking about connection to the earth. If we are connected to each other, that is another way that we can honor and work towards some of these goals with the earth and working through some of our differences. Some practical tips: you can rewild yourself. So this is just exactly how it sounds. Spend time outside daily, even if it's brief, even if it's just the park, even if it's just a pad of grass outside your house. Put your feet in it, feel the earth, smell the dirt, let yourself become rewilded. Is that a word? I'm not sure. Grow something. Even small herb plants connect you to the life cycle. Container plants in the house, windows, or patios. And then practice conscious consumption. Reduce, reuse, recycle. And really think about that in your daily life and the things that you're using and whether or not that's going to impact the earth or, you know, thinking about leaving something behind when we move on to the universe, which is our next subject.
Yeah, so we've talked about, you know, connection with self so far, connection with others, connection with the earth, and I don't think we can forget about connection to the universe. So, and this, I always, you know, when I teach yoga teacher trainings here in Ohio, I always tell people up front, like, I'm not here to tell you what that means for you, that you can fill in the blank of what universe means. You know, it could be God, it could be nature, it can be whatever you want it to be. So just know that when we're talking about this, I'm not telling you what to believe, but I think that for all of us, it is really important to have some sort of connection with something higher than ourselves, whatever that means for you. Beyond Earth, beyond us, beyond even each other. You know, we are also cosmic beings. You know, you can, on a clear night, you can look up and see all of these beautiful stars. And, you know, we really are like stardust. We are part of the universe. Yes. And I mean, all spiritual traditions and religions, you know, have all sorts of different ideas of what this is. We are all meant to be connected to something greater. Some ways that we can do this: physical health, you know, things like meditation can really help us feel more connected with something higher. You know, you can do things like prayer for some of us if that resonates with you. It's shown that meditation and prayer both help to reduce stress hormones, lower blood pressure, and also help to boost our immune function. So I think those things alone, those are like good enough reasons to do it, you know. You know, also helping with our mental health as well. So having just a sense of awe from nature and the stars. Art, it helps to promote humility, a feeling of gratitude and hope. I know, like, when I look up at the stars, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I feel so grateful, but I also feel so small.
Yes.
And I think that's important to remember, that I think as humans, sometimes we, and especially being kind of individualistic in our culture, we are kind of centered around ourselves a lot. And I think it's important to remember, like, there is something.
Yes. Yeah. Even if it is just the fact that you feel little.
Yeah,
like, there's a whole big universe out here, and I am just this little ant. This little spot on Earth.
Yes, yeah. This is just really important for us to remember that we are something, part of something greater than ourselves. And we don't even have to know what that is. And that's okay. But we are part of something bigger. You know, just kind of going a little bit more into this idea of isolation, you know, isolation helps to breed fear. When we are alone, when we're not connected with each other, we become fearful of each other. And I think this is a big problem that we are having today. And it is leading to a lot of the other problems, like gun violence. I mean, I could just go on and on about all the issues. Mm-hmm. Suicide, depression, a lot of these are fear-based. Money, greed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of the issues that we have as humans are fear-based.
Yes, and that isolation and, and going back to the echo chamber, when you are in that isolation and you're just hearing the same things, and if you're in a bad place, that doesn't give you the ability to grow out of that mm-hmm. place. So that really we have to challenge ourselves and, mm-hmm. and find those connections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you just look at like social media all the time, you will think humans are the worst people ever.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And you'll think that the world is just the most terrible, not just social media, but the news. If you just go by that, it's terrible out there.
It's awful.
I know we talk about this a lot, me and Elizabeth do. Like, I will walk around and people in my real everyday experience, yes, there's a couple bad seeds out there for sure. There always are. There are bad people out there. We can't forget that. And we can't be naive to that. But most of the people that I come into contact with on a daily basis, they're holding the door. They're mm-hmm. saying, you know, thank you. They're looking at you, you know, this connection.
Yes.
And, you know, it's going on the walks that I go on, going out of my house, being around people. That's what reminds me that people really are inherently good people. I mean, they are. And that reminds me.
We really are, yeah.
And that we really do want the same things.
We want to be good. And we mm-hmm. want to be happy. And
we
want to
take care of each other.
We do. I think we really do want to take care of each other.
Yes.
I think that's a good point. Because I think if there is a situation where someone needs you, 98% of the people in the world will step up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
and yes, there are bad people that probably, but that's not the majority,
right?
That's not, and we need to remind ourselves of that.
Yeah. So we talked about like the night gazing, just some things that you can do. Night gazing will really help with resetting the nervous system. Mindfulness practices that help to root us in both presence and wonder. So again, nature, a lot of this is going to be similar. Nature helps us to feel more connected to the universe. I love being, you know, the ocean is like so important for me.
Oh, when I look at the ocean, that it's almost like when you look at the stars at night, because it's so vast.
Yeah.
And there's like a whole world.
And there's like an energy to the ocean that's so powerful.
It's
like so powerful but nurturing at the same time.
Yes.
You know, lakes, mountains, just anywhere that you like to, you know, go to just feel connected. This is part of the reason I love to go on vacation. But the truth is that you can find this in your backyard too. Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about planting things, going on your balcony and having plants, or just going on a walk and, you know, being around some trees, anything, you know, like I'm looking out the window right now where I am, and there's some, it's a pretty populated area, but there's some greenery, there's some bushes, there's some trees. And that is actually what my eye keeps being gravitated towards naturally. It's not the buildings that are around me, or the cars, or even the people. It's like this green trees that I see. We are supposed to be around nature for sure. And I know that we both have some places that we really like to go. I already shared that I really like the ocean. I'd love to go hiking here. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite places?
I have an herb medicine garden that I have at the house that really grounds me and makes me feel connected. Mm-hmm. And of course, using the herbs and things from the garden too. We like to hike with the kids. That's our like family thing that we do. The ocean mm-hmm. is another place that I love. And then I really like to sit in nature. Mm-hmm. Hikes are nice. I like to see mm-hmm. If my husband's listening to this, he's probably like, you don't like to walk, Elizabeth. I really don't like to walk. Hikes are fun when they're slow. Mm-hmm. But
a slow mindful hike.
That's what I'm here for. And also, I've always loved, ever since I was a kid, just sitting underneath trees, mm-hmm. and just feeling, there's an energy that trees mm-hmm. have too, mm-hmm. that, I don't know, it's comforting, and it's like a warm hug. So we'll put in the show notes some of the local places that are around our area. So if you are in the Dayton area here with us, there are some places here in Dayton that you can go to. There's lots of parks. And then in Ohio, there's all kinds of fun places that you might check out too. So we'll put those in the show notes for you. And then you can maybe go on some adventures in Ohio.
And find connections. Yourself throughout your day.
Yes.
Those people around you, even if they're different than you and think differently than you. And the earth, the universe.
Yes.
Stay connected.
So keeping those things in mind, and maybe asking yourself, where am I needing more connection in my life? And looking to provide that for yourself. And also, what's one small thing that I can do today to bring more connection between yourself and others? We always encourage you guys to give us feedback. You can email us. We'll put that in the show notes. You can text, drop us a snail mail if you like to pen and paper it, but we would love to hear from you. Feedback on this, and then anything that you are interested in hearing us talk about. And remember that you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop.